Good evening. You are listening to The Queen's English, a comedy podcast. Writing, production, voices, and bodily fluids provided by David Underwood. Additional writing provided by Kim Dallar. Additional voice talent courtesy of Kim and Julie Dallar. It is the 21st of June, 2006. We are not amused.
And as the music fades, Her Majesty retreats back to Buckingham Palace, where she... Excuse me, Your Majesty, Your Majesty, over here, if you would, for a moment, please. Thank you,
You again? What can I do for you?
You pronounced my girlfriend's name wrong.
Oh, no, I didn't.
Yes, no, you said Dallar.
No, I didn't. I said Dallar.
No, it's not Dallar, it's Dallaire.
Dallar, that's what
Dallaire.
I said. Dallar.
No, she'll get very annoyed if you pronounce it like that. The chap on technical difficulty does it all the time, and it just gets her in a rage. It's terrible.
There's nothing wrong with what I'm saying. Besides, I only received the script a week ago.
I know you only received the script.
A week is hardly long enough. It's not long enough at all.
Look, I only have a week to prepare it. It's a podcast. It's a weekly podcast. That's how long you have.
One is very busy.
I know, I know. I know you're very busy. Okay. Look, just
I have affairs
come state back next week and we'll try it again. Okay? Okay.
Okay.
Wow. Wow, she is awkward, isn't she? Daft old bat. Anyway, hopefully next week I'll have her back again to do the intro and she'll be able to pronounce my girlfriend's name correctly. Let's hope. Anyway, welcome. Welcome indeed to the inaugural episode of The Queen's English, a comedy podcast by me, myself and I, amongst others. Yes, my name is David Underwood and I will be your host for today and in the coming weeks. Yes, basically. This is what's going to happen. I've got some comedy for you today, several sketches, and a story as well, written by my girlfriend, Kim Dallaire, not Dallar, Dallaire, which we'll be featuring towards the end. Hopefully we'll have one from her every week. And it was her birthday yesterday, actually. She was 22 years old, so happy birthday, Kim. Also, I mentioned earlier technical difficulties. Kai and Chris Connery's comedy podcast, which has somewhat inspired me to do my own. It's his birthday today, the 21st of June, so happy birthday to you as well, Kian. I hope you enjoyed the little bit of audio we sent you, if you're even listening to this, which, you should be, seeing as you said you would, and by this time I'll have emailed you about it as well, so if you're not listening, damn you. Anyway, that's all the birthdays I have for the moment, so let's get on with some comedy. And now, it's time for some science. Good evening. My name is Dr. Watami, and over the last 10 years I've been studying the effect that the car a man owns has on the size of his penis. It's been known for years that a small penis can induce a man to buy a more expensive car, but my studies have shown that the reverse is also true. Buying a better car will, in fact, reduce the size of your penis. Allow me to illustrate. In 1996 I was the proud owner of a Mini Cooper. At that time, the size of my penis, when erect, was a respectable 6 inches. In 97 I bought my first luxury car, a Mercedes C-Class. As a result, my penis shrank to 5.5 inches. During the course of my experiment, I purchased a new, more expensive vehicle every 12 months. Sadly, I was forced to cut my research short last month when I acquired a Hummer. The moment I signed the finance agreement, there was a small sucking sound from my nethers as what remained of my pitiful member receded inside of me. Upon examining myself, I have discovered that I am now legally a woman. So there you have it. Conclusive scientific proof that penis size is intimately linked to your vehicular preference. On a related note, I wish to inform all the ladies listening that I ride the bus several times a day. Have you ever tasted a soft drink so delicious, so refreshing, that you wished you could go back and drink it all over again? Well, now you can! Introducing the latest in carbonated drinks technology, Regurgo Juice. Simply down a tin of Regurgo Juice, then press the button on the side of the can. Our patent-pending vacuum can will pump the contents of your stomach right back into your hands so you can enjoy Regurgo Juice again and again. Here's what our customers think. Yum. Amazing. So, next time you're looking for refreshment, think Regurgo Juice. Tastes nice. Drink it twice. Now available in vomit and bile flavor. The makers of Regurgo Juice do not take any responsibility for injury, death, or sexual harassment sustained while using our products. Not to be applied to genitals. Welcome back, everybody. Glad you could make it. Now, I'd like to open this meeting of the UN with minutes from last month. Let's see. Iraq's still a problem. Iran trying to develop weapons of mass destruction.
Nope, or not.
And the US won the annual nuclear war games, so well done to them. Right, on to business. First up, we have Dr. Gildenheimer from Germany. He sent us a lovely picture of a unicorn. Thanks, Klaus. You'll be receiving a UN badge and prize back in the post. Right then, looks like we've got a special visitor here with us today. Where's Gavin?
Over here.
Oh, yes, there you are. Now, what did you want to talk about today, Gavin?
Yes, my name is Gavin, and I'm the representative for the UN for the Principality of Gavin's Penis.
Oh, that's great. That's a classic, that is. Principality of Gavin's Penis. Who put you up to this, then, eh? Was it the Swedes?
No, it wasn't. And if you don't stop taking me seriously, there will be consequences. The Principality of Gavin's Penis has a huge arsenal of weaponry at its disposal.
Yeah, yeah. Is that a nuclear forehead in your pocket, or are you just pleased to see me?
Yes, I suppose you'll think your penis is the bomb, eh? Get it, get it. I'll have you know that the Principality of Gavin's Penis has a huge growth potential.
All right, that's enough of that. So you really want to join the UN, do you, Gavin?
Yes, I do.
Well, I don't see a problem with that. I mean, we did let Turkey in the other week.
And let's not forget the Democratic Republic of Sharon's breasts.
Oh yes, I'd nearly forgotten. How are the negotiations for trade rights with the US going, Sharon?
Very well indeed, actually. We're allowing US citizens full access within our borders in exchange for oil.
Wonderful. I might have to take a visit myself in the near future. Whatever happened to Arsland, anyway? I haven't heard from them in weeks.
Actually, we're now the People's Republic of Arsakstan, and we're currently in negotiations with China over defence technology.
Oh dear. Well, we'll have to see about that. Don't get too cosy now, or we may be forced to consider toiletry sanctions.
Aw, spoil sports.
So it's settled then. Welcome aboard, Gavin. You can take a seat next to Sharon for the moment, up the front here, until we can get you a plaque engraved. Sharon, make sure Gavin knows where everything is, his coat peg, the bathrooms, the playground, etc. Oh, and Belgium, do stop picking your nose, you'll make it bleed again. Right, I think it's time for milk and cookies. All in favour?
Aye.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of Questionnaire. I have with me here today Alan Singletoe, the renowned falconry expert. It's good to have you on the show, Alan.
Good evening. It's an honour to be here.
Thank you, Alan. Now, before we begin, I believe the official term to describe your profession is
Ornithologist.
Ornithologist. Thank you. So, you're an ornithologist?
Actually, Brian, I'm more of a word botcher.
Oh, very funny.
Just this way, please. We have a nice table overlooking the river for you. Follow me.
Well, this place is fancy. However, did you find out about it, dear?
Well, actually, it was a gym shop last week. I only really wanted a kebab.
Oh, you're such a tease, Gerald. Here are your menus. Can I interest sir in anything from the wine list?
Well, I suppose since we're here, I'll order 2 glasses of the house red, please.
And 2 for me too, please.
But of course, sir. Now, as it is your first time dining here, I will fetch your head chef, Gaston, to tell you about our specials.
Ah, bonjour mes amis, I have a spectacular selection of specials for you today. For the lady, might I suggest the beef bourguignon? It comes with a selection of potatoes and a salad of your choosing. What do you say, madame?
Well, that sounds perfectly delicious. Ooh, but could I have fresh vegetables instead of potatoes? I am on a diet, you see.
Ah, but of course, ma chérie. However, it will cost you a little extra.
Oh dear, how much?
Not to worry, my pretty fleur-de-lis, for you I will do it for a simple kiss on the cheek.
Now excuse me.
Oh, give over, Gerald.
Ah, such soft lips. If only my own wife could still give kisses like that. Such a terrible shame. She had an accident, you know. Got her face stuck in the doors of an elevator.
That's terrible.
Still, life goes on, I suppose. What can I get for you, sir?
I don't suppose there's any chance of getting a kebab, is there?
But of course, monsieur. However, it will cost a little extra. A small kiss, perhaps?
I beg your pardon?
Please, sir, it is just a little kiss. It would mean so much to me.
Go on, Gerald. The poor man's wife was in an accident.
Oh, my dear sweet wife. I can hardly bring myself to look at her now, deformed as she is. Oh, woe is me.
Alright then, but only if you stop blubbering and fetches our food.
Oh, thank you, sir, thank you. I will remember this. Your food will be arriving shortly.
What a tragic story.
This had better be the best damn kebab I've ever tasted, or his wife won't be the only one with a deformed face.
No, shut up, Gerald, and finish your wine. I want us both piss drunk by the time we get to the club.
Meanwhile, in a completely different restaurant...
Lynn had never seen her eat so much. The fish finger entree, the soup, the salad and lasagna, and 2 pieces of chocolate cake. Lynn stared at her half-full plate of salad. It was insane. As Clara ordered her 3rd piece of cake, Lynn couldn't hold it any longer.
What is up with you? I've never seen you eat so much.
Clara blushed and swallowed.
Well, I am eating for 2 now. Oh, God! Oh, God, you didn't tell me you and Frank were trying to get pregnant. When's it due?
Lynn yelled happily. Clara's blush deepened.
Actually...
she said, wiping the chocolate from the corner of her mouth.
I have a tapeworm. Oh.
Well, that's it. That was the first episode of The Queen's English, my comedy podcast. Thank you all for listening, any of you that are. If you are, please check out the website, which is queens-english.blogspot.com. That's where the blog is, where the podcast is also hosted, so please go there and leave a comment if you would. A couple of links I'd like to throw at you. First off, Technical Difficulties, a fantastic podcast by Kai and Chris Conroy. It can be reached at www.techdiff.com. An amazing podcast, I advise you all to listen. The other one, my girlfriend's DeviantArt webpage, where all her stories can be found, is ladygecko.deviantart.com. That's ladygecko.deviantart.com. Also, if you enjoy the show and would like to contact me, either leave a comment on the blog or you can email me. My email is thequeensenglish@gmail.com. That's thequeensenglish, all one word, @gmail.com. Well, that's 12 minutes worth of podcast. I think that's good for the first try. Hopefully I'll try and bump it up to 15 minutes in the future, if I can put some more material together in the 1 week. This week's been much of quite the experiment for me, to see if I could actually produce enough material to make a worthwhile podcast, which I think I have succeeded fairly successfully, actually. So, that's all from me this week. If you enjoyed it, please come back next week, leave me a comment, send me an email, and I will have more comedy for you the same time next week. Goodbye.